Peter Rock will be speaking in part about his book My Abandonment, which was adapted into the film Leave No Trace. The story is based on real-life events, when in 2004, a man and his daughter were found by Portland police in a nature preserve where they had lived for 4 years.
The first step for me was just to figure out why the situation was so interesting. The girl seemed to be sort of ahead of where she should have been in school because he was homeschooling her, and the two of them seemed relatively happy. And so there was this kind of romantic read on the situation, and of course the very progressive thinking people in Portland believe that it was a little bit of a judgment on the materialistic life that we live. But the paradox was that they were showered with things. So they're showered with bicycles, computers, phones, and everything else that they didn't have or want. And they were moved to a place where the father was given a job and the girl was supposed to go to school. And then they disappeared. I was interested in telling the story to find out where they went, but I was also interested to find out how they did it, you know, how they lived for 4 years in this way and kind of where they came from, who they were. And I wanted to tell a story that conveyed my wonder. I didn't want to tell a story that was just about homelessness or PTSD. So pretty early on, I realized that I would have to tell the story from the girl's perspective. That took a lot of work.
Rock says that he did a lot of research to prepare to write from the girl's perspective.
I spent a lot of time in Forest Park near where they were found climbing trees and just imagining things that could happen. I surrounded myself with things that I thought she might have, and I kept them with me when I was writing. Also read a lot of books that I thought that she would have, and I incorporated that into her thinking. And then I looked carefully at the way that I had been writing in my other books, and I recognized tendencies that I had. For instance, I was very dependent on semicolon. And so there's a section early in the book where she talks about grammar, and she's kind of anti-semicolon, so there are no semicolons in the book. And as someone who's ostensibly an English professor, I should have realized this, but you take something like that away from yourself, the sentence's shapes change and the paragraph start changing the way that they move, and you know, if a paragraph is a thought, the way that the thinking works changes also. There's a lot of small and large changes. I think people get hung up on questions of gender. You know, I clearly was never a 13-year-old girl, but her concerns, when I step back, I recognize, you know, she has a father who she doesn't always understand, who has a lot of rules. She wants to have friends. These are all things that are, if not universal, definitely part of my experience as a human.
Rock says he was conflicted about the film's adaptation.
4 or 5 years ago, that Deborah Granick became involved in the project. She came out to Portland, and we walked around, and we talked about the story, and we talked about changes she might like to make. And I was just trying to be as amenable and as helpful as I could. I mean, I have plenty of misgivings there. A lot of times when my feelings were hurt, but I feel like it's a really good film, and I feel like that's the important thing. It's such a blessing to have someone who's very talented in what they do take something that I made and make it into something else. I think there was some concern that some of the changes were so drastic and that I have such strong feelings about things that I would be unhelpful, perhaps. Before they showed it at Sundance, they were really anxious about getting me to see it because I think they were afraid I might stand up in the theater and start yelling at the screen. But it wasn't that dramatic, really. You know, people always say the book is better than the movie when they read a book and see a film made of it. And that's because we put so much of ourselves into imagining a scene that we read in a book. And when you write something for 4 or 5 years and you see someone put it into three dimensions in a limited way through their reading, it's just very uncanny. So intellectually, I could sort of process what was happening, but emotionally, it was kind of harder than I expected.
Rock says he won't just be speaking about the film at the event.
I think I also will be talking about librarians. I'll be talking about growing up in Utah. I'll be talking about, you know, praying at Pinewood Derby races and that kind of thing also. I'm coming back to say a lot of things, but I'll talk a lot about the film.
That's author Peter Rock. For more information about the ticketed event, you can visit parkcitylibrary.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.